So, Strength Vegito and Fizz Boo.
Yes.
Pretty good people.
I'm just really excited you got both of them, Chris.
Yes, thank you, 56 top grossing stones.
With a exceedingly less amount of stones than I had to spend to
get
them.
Yeah, we don't
both.
Want to talk about your stones.
950.
Oof.
What? I didn't have to buy any of them because that was all the stones they gave us from the 5-year anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
So I just kept hoarding them, knowing that this was coming.
Hoarding them like a dragon.
Hoarding them like some kind of Dragon Ball addict.
That's what we are. That's what we are.
That is, in fact, what we are. That is correct. So, Josh, let me ask you a question. Are you more excited for the very first Boo LR character? Or are you more excited about the third Vegito LR character?
I don't understand what you're
saying.
The
correct answer is Boo. You're right, Josh. It is Boo.
You're right, Josh. It is Boo because, like I said, out of all the villains, he is the only villain that had never had an LR card yet. So, I mean, Cell has had multiple. Frieza has had multiple. Broly has had multiple. The androids have had multiple.
You can almost make an entire team of just Broly.
I don't know what's happening.
So the fact that Boo, one of the most major villains in Dragon Ball, he's like one of the four villains of Dragon Ball Z. It goes Vegeta, then it goes Frieza, then it goes Cell, then it goes Boo. And he never had an LR card. There's like 40 plus of these fuckers, and he never had one. So they finally fixed that mistake. And Chris, the rumor is the part two LR is going to be an LR Kid Boo.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, because that's
Josh, how excited are you for that?
I'm ecstatic.
Oh, that's all we needed to hear, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we talk about the fact that Japan's really let us down on this co-op mission?
They really have. So they had to extend the co-op mission just to give Japan a chance to step it up.
There's a mission going on. It's a joint mission between international players and Japanese players to spend 2.2 billion stamina in the game. And I'm just going to say it right now. America, internationally, we've whooped them.
Yeah.
We're at like 1.1 billion, and Japan is at like 800 million.
Yeah. Fuck,
and that is some weak shit.
Do you think they're doing other things in Japan?
Who cares?
Wow.
I want my stones, Josh.
Okay. Man.
They had to extend it because Japan's dropped the ball so hard.
Well, I don't think it's their fault.
It is their fault.
It's literally, Josh, if you look at the app, it says international and Japan. And Japan is losing. Therefore, it's Japan's fault.
Okay. They're dropping the ball on Dragon Ball Z Doku Battle.
Doken, how dare you? Doku Battle. You sound like my dad. Before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to a little girl who listened to our podcast while having her wisdom teeth removed and her braces.
Oh, hold on. The question.
Yeah.
So finish your shout out and then I'll ask the question. Okay. 'Cause she is the first person to have sent us an email question in ages.
Yes.
Oh my God.
My beloved niece and goddaughter, Molly, who wants to be referred to as Super Galactic McAwesomeville for some reason. I guess that's how I met
Okay, well,
mother
thank you, Super McAwesome Galacticville.
Yeah. Sure. What's her question?
Her question is, and then we'll take a quick break while Caitlin pops in to say hi before we answer it, is, I love your podcast and would like to know, if you could produce a Scarlet Witch movie, what would you add and what would you take away? So I guess the question basically is, what would your dream Scarlet Witch movie be? So think about that while I be right back.
Okay.
Well, I'm happy that we are giving a shout out to Galactic McStarter Pack.
Starter Pack. I think this is an interesting question about adaptation because we are getting.
I would say, if you're doing a Scarlet Witch movie, this is tough because then you definitely want to do like the Magneto storyline with her father, but like Quicksilver's dead, but there's just so many things. And the fact that she can alter reality.
One with Vision. Like, would you want origin story or more of Scarlet Witch as we currently know her in the MCU?
Well, that's the interesting thing is that we're getting that with WandaVision.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot that might already be kind of taken out of our hands because of that thing. Personally, I would want her. Well, this is more of a comics movie than like what we know in the MCU. In the MCU, I guess I would want her Sokovian-ness brought up a little bit more, because they dropped that really hard.
Yeah, they did.
Like as soon as they left Sokovia, she's like, "Well, I guess I'm American now."
Yeah.
But from a comics perspective, I want her to go on trial for destroying the mutants for a bit.
Oh yeah, that would be really cool.
And I think that's coming in the pages of X-Men at some point soon, because they've already kind of touched on that with X-Men Empire tie-in.
Yeah.
But as a pure comics fan, I want to see that kind of moral dilemma play out. But for the movie perspective, no. I don't know. There's got to be something we could mine out of Sokovia.
Yeah, there's got to be some weird stuff, and there could be like, she could be like going through trauma and dealing with like the death of her brother and realizing that she can alter and create realities. I think that would be interesting.
Yeah, I could go with that.
That might be something.
We don't know a lot about WandaVision. And WandaVision may be on that train of thought.
Yeah, it might be bonkers, and good bonkers, because it feels like, I think it like all of the Marvel shows that are going to be on Disney Plus, it's like Moon Knight and WandaVision are going to be so insane and bonkers saucerific, and then you'll have like Hawkeye and Loki. That's going to be Hawkeye's going to be probably a lot of fun, and Loki's just going to be a blast.
Yeah, I mean, I we're going to really see them kind of apply the Mandalorian model to these other shows. And I think, you know, a little money goes a long way in making a superhero show look excellent.
Yeah, well, that's true.
What if they pulled from the X-Men New Mutants that is currently streaming on Disney Plus, and I know because Matt and I just binged it, where you get her break out of the insane asylum, and I know that we have New X-Men Mutants, Evolution. Or X-Men Evolution, my bad. Like, what if we have her breakout, or we get any of that emo where she's dealing with all of the trauma of Magneto locking her up, dealing with the trauma of her brother betraying her?
I could work with that. I think Scarlet Witch has such potential in her current form and in her comics form that I think you can do basically anything to her, and it would make for something compelling.
Well, because we have the anti-heist movie, and so I think if you had like a jailbreak, it would be somewhat different in the MCU from what we currently have.
I agree.
So, I don't know. That's why I'm spitballing. Matt, what about you?
Okay.
So, did you guys already give yours?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I assume someone already said the WandaVision.
We talked about WandaVision and how little we actually know about what it is.
A Scarlet Witch movie to be is it would be the perfect bridge to bring the X-Men into the MCU proper.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Because we know if Marvel movies are good at anything, it's cross pollinating and introducing new characters in other movies. So how great would it be if we find out Wanda's true parents, Wanda and Quicksilver's true parents, and then we get Magneto. And then, Chris, could you imagine a movie scenario where what if they pull from current X-Men with the whole Krakoa nation? And so Wanda thinks she's found a way to revive Quicksilver.
I actually said something similar to those lines about the two Scarlet Witch movies I want. The one movie is, just to recap for Matt, who was out away, is that the movie in the MCU would probably, I would want them to go back to Sokovia. Yeah. And find something. Maybe you could put Vundagore Mountain in Sokovia. And have something like that. And then the comics movie is her going on trial for destroying the X-Men.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're planning and what WandaVision is going to do.
Well, I'm excited for WandaVision, so
I am really excited. Well, and I don't know how much I'm excited because it's WandaVision or how much I'm excited because I'm just craving new content.
Chris, there's lots of new content. You just need to watch it.
I know it's hard though. Speaking of new content, have you guys seen this High Score documentary on Netflix?
I have not because I don't watch documentaries.
I haven't, and I enjoy documentaries, so I want to watch it.
It's a docuseries about the history of video games.
I knew that.
And I found the first episode to be very entertaining and actually okay. Very insightful because it talked about the origin of Space Invaders and Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man. And I know my brother watched it. He said there's an episode that deals with the creation of RPGs, especially the King's Quest series, and they've got Roberta Williams doing stuff.
I also know there's an episode I heard about the guy that created cartridges, right?
I believe so, yeah. I believe that's coming up. The thing that I was most excited about the first episode is that the man who made Space Invaders has one of those books that has the chart grids of the maps. Remember when they did that Super Mario's presentation and they showed that they had the big book of Mario maps?
Mm-hmm.
They have the same thing, but for Space Invaders.
Nice.
And I swear, those things would make a killing if they were available.
Well. Womp womp.
Womp womp. Womp Matt.
Womp. Yes, dear.
How good is that Sandman audiobook?
Oh, bro. First of all, it's heartbreaking because it's so good. And then I just found out it's only covering the first three volumes of the series. Are they just not doing more? Or do we have more?
My understanding is that this is like a test. And if it does well, they'll be back for the next couple.
Because, man, you know that shit gets real good later.
Yes, and I'm actually excited because, like, when I found out this was the first three trades, I was like, oh, all right. But trade four is my favorite trade of Sandman, Seasons of Mist.
That's which one is that?
That's the Key of Hell
yes!
story.
That's what I was waiting on. I'm just about to enter the part with Dr. Destiny in the diner.
Yes, that's where I am.
And I am terrified of that.
It's very upsetting. I can give
We usually listen to Sandman over dinner, and I'm like, no, we can't listen to that part over dinner.
No.
Wow. That's not...
It's bad. But it is. I can give it my highest recommendation as an audio drama.
100%. Also, your boy from The Kingsman as John Constantine just had me...
That is such an odd thing because they could have gotten
Matt Ryan.
Very easily.
Yeah, but I think it's because when you're appealing to the mainstream,
the normies,
who's gonna know who Matt Ryan is versus that guy from Kingsman.
Yeah. Also, he was in that movie Sing.
He was.
Sure was.
He was also Elton John.
He was Elton John. I still have to watch that.
I mean, you don't have to.
Hey, who wants to talk about trailers?
Because we haven't been on since DC fandom popped up.
We
missed a lot.
Can I just say, real quick, first of all, Avengers came out today, and, well, it comes out Friday, but it came out yesterday if you got the digital deluxe or the collector's edition.
Sure.
It's better than the demos and betas would ever have you believe. There is a full-fledged single-player campaign that follows Kamala Khan, and it's her story. That all of this focus on it being like a Destiny Anthem-type game did it a complete disservice.
Really?
There is a legitimate single-player campaign that's everything you could have hoped for in a Avengers-focused single-player brawler game. And the storyline just completely unabashedly, Kamala is the main character. And the marketing did nothing for this.
it just completely glossed over to focus on the multiplayer component, which fine, that's how you're going to make your money overall. But boy, I would have been much more excited from the get-go if you had told me that there was a strong single-player campaign where you followed Kamala. Like, come on, fam.
So I'm guessing you have played some of this already.
Yes, sir.
This full version. So do you think this was a bad move to release the beta if it was so
well, apparently the slice of the game the beta took from was from an unfinished and like not terribly interesting part of the game. Like, the real game is going to be so much better than the beta ever gave people glimpses for, so I'm hoping it does well. But that's Avengers, and now Marvel can take a seat because DC is in the house, and DC made me sit there and go, finally some good fucking food, because I gotta tell you, DC, when they first started and they were trying to copy the Marvel formula and they kept stumbling because they just couldn't find their rhythm, and then ever since Justice League faltered, everything's been on the up and up for them. Like, Wonder Woman was great, Shazam was great, Birds of Prey was great, Aquaman was great, like all of these super enjoyable movies, and then the next round of these films looks even better. And I love the fact that they're finally leaning heavily into the multiverse aspect of it, because the Flash movie is officially going to be Flashpoint. They're bringing in Michael Keaton as Batman, and they're bringing in Ben Affleck as Batman, and we have Robert Pattinson as Batman, and they're all canon. They're just different universes.
I was kind of shocked that Ben Affleck came back, because he was very public about how being Batman almost destroyed him.
Well, apparently, so much of this, and you can see it in Cyborg, the actor that played Cyborg finally speaking out, so much of it was they couldn't actually say why they were all unhappy because of NDAs. But apparently, Justice League was a clusterfuck of Joss Whedon being terrible.
So let's talk about this first. The Snyder Cut. We got a trailer set to Hallelujah, which I think is the most baller move I could possibly imagine to market.
Also, someone needs to tell Scott Snyder Zack Snyder that other fucking songs exist.
He loves that song. I don't get it.
I agree with that song.
But like, it's such a baller move to put that song over your trailer.
Yeah, but what do you think about the fact that it has a 4-hour plus runtime?
That's just wacky.
But here's the thing, and this is why I don't care, because you can watch it as a film, but they're originally going to release it as a 4-part miniseries.
Yeah,
see, that's a good move. The 4-part miniseries, I think, is the stronger move for this. It's just so weird that this couldn't be the original idea of like actually building up to it. I think they wanted to try to beat Marvel to the punch.
If you go back and look at the original announcement, Justice League was always supposed to be a part one and part two film. And then DC execs fucked it up and smushed it all together. That's why four hours makes sense.
And that's the thing. That's one reason why I posted in our chat that AT&T no longer is looking to sell Warner Brothers Interactive Game Division. AT&T saw the potential of the franchising and be like, what have you guys been doing all this time? You have all of the DC universe at your hands.
You know what I have
gods that you can make into movies. What are you doing? But like,
that gives so much credit to AT&T. I'll tell you why they changed their mind is all they saw the critical and fan acclaim to fandom.
Yeah.
They saw the people starving for content from DC and Warner Brothers.
It's good. And I was telling Chris before the chat, and I'll get to like the thing, what I was going to say, but like their game division, I think, is going to be their future. At the end of the day, the movie franchise is so deeply rooted in DC and Marvel at this moment, because they've set the bar so high. And I think the DC movies are going to do well. And I really think James Gunn's Suicide Squad movie is going to do very well. Man. I'm not sure about the Batman. I'm still on the fence.
I think it will.
Well, I think Wonder Woman 84 is going to do extremely well, you know. But like at the end of the day, I think AT&T has it right, and I think it's the game division. I think DC characters just make better video games, and I'm quoting Jesus, what's his name? God, Matthew? I lost him. Not Matthew. He's an actor, not you. Jordan Gordon-Levitt. That's it.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, thank you for my correction. Thank you for correcting me. Yeah, I'm quoting him. He said that video games are the future of film. So, you know,
Of course they are. Just ask Kojima.
I love that Suicide Squad trailer that Rocksteady put out. I thought that was fantastic. I thought
I'm so torn because that trailer was amazing. But knowing the fact that they didn't show any gameplay and I know what kind of game it is just made me like look at it with like a little disdain because I know it's going to be a Division style shooter and I don't want that.
Well, I have all the trailers written down here. So let's take them one at a time and we'll go through our thoughts on each one.
Okay.
So I guess the big dog is the Batman, Robert Pattinson's Batman.
I'm so excited for the Riddler as the villain.
Again, we have to say, every time that there's a new Batman or a new anything, Heath Ledger's Law is in effect.
Yep.
Yeah, at all times, yeah.
At all times. Having said that, though, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah, that trailer really sold me on it.
I think that it looks better than I thought it was. You know, we have a new villain that we assume to be the Riddler.
I don't think it's an assumption. Robert Pattinson said it's the Riddler.
Well, okay.
And then there was the question marks in the 2021.
It's a good assumption. It could have been anyone. Anyone could use marks.
Could have been. Yeah,
it could have been anyone. Right. But you know, we haven't had a Riddler since Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey was just doing an over the top one. So I think a real sinister kind of movie could really work out in Batman's favor.
How many Saw traps do you think we're going to get?
Oh, my God. I'm betting for three.
Three Saw traps out of 20? What? Yeah. Maybe?
Yeah.
That's, out of 20 possible ones?
That's the number. The movie actually doesn't end until Robert Pattinson gets all those Riddler trophies. Yeah. That he's got hidden around the city. Once he gets all 20, though, it's game over.
It's game over.
But no, I like the look of it. I like the car. I think it could. I think it's got some real potential.
I'm still on the fence because I want to see more. I just want to see more of it. I think that's the other thing. I know it's early, but I just do. I want to see more of it. Honestly, I want to see what this new Warner Brothers division now, because like you know, with the new Wonder Woman movie and with the new Batman movie, this is the next phase for DC because this is now AT&T is the boss and they're calling the shots. So I'm just waiting to see how this is all going to play out. And I feel good about it. I'm just cautiously optimistic.
If Batman and Wonder Woman do well and Flash does well, we can probably expect another Superman movie in the next 5 years. Maybe. Hopefully we can still get Henry Cavill because he's been given a raw deal ever since he became Superman. So then we have a not trailer, kind of like a cast list for Suicide Squad,
which is ridiculous.
I am so happy about this dumb fucking cast and the Z-list villains that are in it. Just Pete Davidson.
Everybody knows who Nathan Fillion is, right?
The detachable kid.
Yeah.
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 Also, I love that they didn't say who played King Shark, but we also know Taika Waititi is in the movie, and he was the only one not cast.
It's 1,000% Taika.
That's going to be such a good King Shark.
So we have a big cast, and I'm going to go off on a hunch and say about 50% of them are going to just be killed in the first 20 minutes.
Well, I told you my theory, right?
No, what's that?
Well, so the rumor is, and please take this with a grain of salt, but I think it would be awesome, is that a villain or a component of the film will be Starro.
Yes, I saw that picture. If you look at one of the team shots, you can see someone with a Starro head on them.
So now that could be who's that villain with the star head, Black Star or something?
Sure.
But anyway, but I think what's going to happen is the whole crew's going to land down, and like immediately half of them get taken over by Starros. And so they don't die fighting the bad guy. They die because Harley and Idris Elba and them have to kill them.
I also love that we couldn't get Will Smith back, so we got Idris Elba to be a guy like Deadshot, but not Deadshot.
Yeah.
Not Deadshot.
Did we ever find out why Will Smith didn't come back?
No, I don't think we found an official reason.
Man, because he was such a good Deadshot.
He was really fun. I don't get it. But Jai Courtney's back, and he's having a great time.
Yeah, you know he's sitting there loving life.
Kind of intrigued by Ratcatcher.
Yeah, the girl one.
Yeah. And also, Peter Capaldi is the Thinker?
Right? Who would have been better than the Thinker?
Who?
Simon.
Oh, he would have been a really good Simon.
Right? So,
And we also have the first film appearance of Polka Dot Man.
Yes!
Yeah.
And you know what? The fact is, what kills me is that you know Polka Dot Man's going to survive longer than most, because he was in a lot of the other shots of... They released the cast trailer, and then they released like a behind-the-scenes kind of like discussion trailer about it.
Yeah.
And in those scenes, Polka Dot Man's in like almost all of them. So, of course, they're going to choose the fucking dumbest character and make him survive, because that's what they do. James Gunn is 100% the kind of person that would take the dumbest one.
Looking at all the Z-list and Y-list DC characters, and he came across Polka Dot Man, and he's like, why haven't y'all done anything with this guy?
James Gunn sitting there puffing his dick out like, yo, I made a raccoon in a tree in the AAA All-Stars. What you got for me?
Polka Dot Man?
Kids will be dressing up as him for Halloween.
There is one person that I'm the most excited for, and that's John Cena as the Peacemaker.
Yes, douche Captain America.
I think
Cena could steal the show if he's not instantly killed.
I hope he's not.
I hope not either. But he's very busy, so we'll see.
Is he going to be the villain though?
They're all villains.
The main
also,
attack.
Rick Flagg's back, so good for him.
Yeah, he made it. I honestly remember so little of that first movie that if you told me Rick Flagg got killed, I would have believed you.
Well, it's the same actor is what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, again, same thing. That's how little I remember. We also have the final trailer for Wonder Woman 84.
Barbara, what did you do?
My only thing is, and I saw this toy, because I was at Walmart and I saw the figures are out. Why is Cheetah white?
I don't know. Maybe she's an albino cheetah.
I guess. I don't know. And it's such a small, petty thing, but that's the thing that, like, is ticking in my brain the most.
Hey, I'm just excited that they're actually letting her become the cheetah.
Yes. I am, too. It looked all right in the trailer.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be fine.
I see very much of it, so I'm inclined to be okay with it.
It's gonna be good. We have our boy the Mandalorian as Maxwell Lord. That's going to be something.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yes, ma'am.
Real quick. Does Wonder Woman 84 end with Maxwell Lord getting his neck snapped?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm going to go with no.
You don't think?
I think they'll save it.
Because DC movies have definitely shied away from neck snapping before, right?
It's true. I don't know. I think they would save it.
I would love more Max Lord to be like a crossover kind of douchebag villain, like on the sidelines.
Well, but also I keep forgetting this movie's in the past, and if they don't talk about Max Lord in 2020, that's probably a reason why.
Well, that's not true. It could be whatever happens to him in this movie forced him to go underground and lie low.
Checkmate. Checkmate's the post-credit scene.
Yes! Oh, fuck. Maybe. I would lose my shit for a Checkmate movie. Anyway, what about Black Adam?
Oh, man. Yes, Black Adam. So we didn't get a lot. The Rock basically talked about how cool Black Adam is. We have some brief animatics of him and the Justice Society members that will be in the Black Adam movie.
Yeah.
We don't
Hawkman, Dr. Motherfucking Fate, which of course if you're going to have a movie that deals with Black Adam, you need to have Naboo.
Yeah.
Cyclone and Atom Smasher.
Can I tell you that Cyclone, my girl, I'm the most excited for.
Ma Hunkle?
The girl.
It's the ginger one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was awesome.
Remember she was awesome, and then that book ended, and then she just kind of faded
never
away.
Never showed up again?
Yeah. We got a cinematic for Suicide Squad game, which we kind of talked about. As far as a cinematic, it's a really fun cinematic.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
It's a very fun one, definitely.
But it's also, the game's not coming out until 2022, 23.
24?
Yeah, it's a 2023 game at the earliest, they said.
And I don't know if it's because of this year or just in general, but that feels like an awful long time for something to go wrong.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Yeah. Then we have our first trailer for what Montreal's been working on, Gotham Knights. The sequel to the Arkham games. It looks like we'll be having four characters that we can play as.
Two-player co-op.
Interesting. I'm surprised they went with two and not four.
Yeah, a lot of people were, considering there's four characters. You can play as Robin, you can play as Nightwing, you could play as Batgirl, or you could play as Red Robin.
Jason Todd, yeah.
Jason Todd.
Red Robin.
You guys are dorks. Yeah, I mean, I'm always happy to go back to the Arkham world. I have small doubts about this.
Is it because Montreal made Origins?
Well, and here's the thing. I really liked Origins. But Origins was broken in some places. And there's a reason why it hasn't been re-released and remastered. Which is a shame, I think. Because I thought that the plot they had of the seven assassins going after Batman was really entertaining.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have some slight doubts. Do we know the release date of that?
Yes. It's going to be next year at some point.
Okay. I guess we'll find out then, won't we?
I guess we will, fam.
I guess we will. and that's part one of Fandome. We got the second part coming up in a couple of weeks.
That's dealing more about the actual comics. This was more about the media.
Yeah, they did not talk about the comics at all, which, you know, I don't know if we had a chance to talk about this, but DC underwent some real shit right before Fandom.
We did talk about it.
Okay. So,
yeah, we did.
But they have new editors. They have a new executive from the esports world. I forgot his name.
Esports McGee.
Yep, that's the guy, Esports McGee.
That's
he saved esports, now he's going to save comics. But yeah, so I think it's general manager Daniel Cherry, a former executive from Activision Blizzard.
I love him. He's awesome.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know who he is.
Me either.
All right. But yeah, that was a very I thought the Fandome was a really exciting event.
Like, it's the kind of event that I want them to do yearly, but I also know it would never reach these levels. Like, how do you compete with Snyder Cut, Wolverine, Wonder Woman, Suicide Squad, and the Batman all premiering and then also debuting two new video games? Like, that won't happen every year.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Every
so often when they have major releases, they should put this together. This just does.
They should do is, because assuming next year, I'm sure that everyone's assuming Comic-Con will be back and similar things, but I think they should do this anyway. Whatever they announce at Comic-Con, A week later, they should do a DC Fandome for everyone that couldn't be there at San Diego.
Yeah.
See, I worry that after San Diego, all the good stuff will have already been leaked.
I mean, yeah, that's probably true, but not a lot of time.
I want them to do Fandome, too, because there's just something so nice about the internet collectively, like, oh, that's something.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what the solution is, but I like Fandome, and I want it to continue.
I like you.
I like you. I miss you.
Oh, thanks, Sam. I miss you, too.
Wow. Wow.
I saw Matt on Saturday night.
True. I came in town for my brother's wedding.
It was very brief and socially distanced.
Yep.
No hugs,
but it was very hot. It's 1,000 degrees.
Oh my god,
outside.
It was so fucking hot outside. Yeah. Oh.
Hey, do you guys like The Mandalorian?
Season 2.
The October 30th.
Yep.
What a Halloween present.
That's a nice present.
They know that we can't go outside. And they're just going to drop that on us so we won't feel bad about missing trick or treating.
Hell.
It's a good move. I say it's a good move.
I also say it's a good move.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we keeping you up?
You are.
Okay.
I've got so much more unpacking to do.
Well, I guess the final thing we have already to talk about is Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah.
Kind of a real somber note here.
Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace.
Yeah, passed away at the age of 43 of colon cancer, stage 3 colon cancer, up to stage 4.
He had it for 4 years. He was filming all of these movies with this affliction. This man is motherfucking Black Panther for the rest of eternity.
I think that it's so incredible when you stop to think, say it out loud, that he had one of the most debilitating forms of cancer. And he still went out and he did Black Panther. And he did all the media, and he did everything. He was in the Avengers and Infinity War and Endgame. And then he just kept going. He was in that movie, 12 Bridges. And I think we were all kind of waiting for, like, the next thing that was going to happen.
Jackie Robinson, and then he did the Five Bloods on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's just... I felt like I had been punched in the gut when I saw that he had died, because, you know, he hadn't looked super great in the last couple of years, but I figured he was just, you know, he is kind of naturally kind of slight and just tired.
Yeah.
And I just could not predict that he had gone through so much.
Yeah, it was tough. I think waking up to that news was just it was one of those things, like, this year can't get any worse. Like it's like, come on, man. Like,
2020 is going to be one of the most brutal years in history when you lay it all out. Like, the stress of this year alone is going to shorten lifespans.
Yeah.
I kind of don't even want to ask, what do you think happens with Black Panther 2?
See, that's the problem, right? Like, I feel so callous worrying about that.
It's extremely callous. And we talked about this in our group chat. And the guy, you know, the man who posed the question, I was just like, I just don't even care at this point. It's so soon.
Yeah, it's...
I don't think it's
something we can discuss.
If people had known... I would have assumed Marvel had a backup plan, but they kept... And also, side note, props to his family and close friends who legitimately, like, it was not leaked anywhere. No one knew. Like, that's a level of dedication I wish everyone had when they told secrets to their friends and family.
Like that's such loyalty, man.
Like, can you imagine how rare it is for the family to be able to make the announcement instead of it being leaked on TMZ or something?
That's crazy.
Yeah. It did a great job at keeping
now
that.
I think the only thing they could do is pull a Princess Leia and use footage from outtakes, like how they did Paul Walker, like use outtake footage and CG and like voice clips and something to have him die in some way and have it be a funeral scene where, just like in the comics, Shuri becomes the next Black Panther.
Yeah, I think that's the proper way of doing it.
That's the only one that makes sense to me, but...
Like, they can't kill him off screen. You can't do that to Black Panther. So there has to be... They have to do some voodoo Hollywood magic like they did with Princess Leia to get her scenes, fit, quote-unquote, filmed for Rise of the Skywalker. And go from there. Because the franchise means too much to too many people for them to just drop it now. You know?
Yeah, it really does.
I don't think they could pull a War Machine and just recast them without comment. That seems disrespectful.
And I think the one person you could have gotten to really pull it off was already in Black Panther and you killed him.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah.
I guess the final question I want to ask, does this raise Black Panther in your, you know, totally arbitrary MCU ranking? Does this tragedy play any part? Does it make the movie feel more or less, you know, emotional when you rewatch it?
Well,
or better yet, have you rewatched it since the passing?
No.
Yeah, I've rewatched it. Kate and I have rewatched it, and I feel like the movie's better. I think the movie's better knowing that this man was going through this event in his life, and he put together in that cast. I think it's a really strong, really good Marvel movie at the end of the day. And I also think it's a really good performance by Chadwick. Now, watching his other movies, you start realizing that this guy was a great actor, and it's heartbreaking that this happened.
There, and he was only 43. Who knows what he would have done with more time?
Yeah, it's true. It really is true.
Because I got to tell you, I wasn't real invested in 12 Bridges. But I thought, you know, okay, he came off a big movie. This is just kind of a little slump. His next one will be killer.
I mean, have you seen The Five Bloods?
I've not seen The Five Bloods.
I've heard from many people that it's incredible.
I believe it will be. I haven't gotten to it yet. But I mean, there's not else we could say except, you know, rest in peace. He is the most influential superhero on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's saying a lot.
And then it's just to hear all the stories about all the cancer patients he visited without ever disclosing why. But he was like John Cena, just constantly visiting kids with cancer. Just being Black Panther to them. Like, apparently, like, Obama tweeted out about how he came to visit the White House to visit like a bunch of kids, and not once ever let it slip like that he was going through all that, like, and he was such a role model for so many people and never let his sickness define him.
I think the only thing that would have triggered it was that he's like, guys, can we stop doing Wakanda Forever? I'm real tired of doing it. And I think that's the closest it ever came to being like, please stop doing this.
Well, you know what? Now he will ever be tied to Wakanda Forever. Like, that's now like a Chadwick Boseman rallying cry for his remembrance.
It's true. I did rewatch some of the Avengers scenes on YouTube today with him, and mm-hmm. I did tear up a little. It's very good.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
On a final note, because I refuse to end on a downer. I guess this is kind of a downer too. I finished Steven Universe Future last night.
Oh, nice. We have not yet.
It's on Max. Now.
I saw that.
It's great. It's a really fantastic ending, epilogue to a series that is also pretty generally great. It's another high recommend from me.
Yeah.
I did cry at the end of that though, so it is a bit of a downer.
Fucking downers. Let's have something awesome.
You know what? Here's something new. I have been playing Spiritfarer for the last week or so.
Okay. How is it?
Well, I don't know that I've devoted this much time in a game that I'm not sure if I like or not.
It's a heartwarming, charming, wonderful game.
It is. However, I really don't like the gathering materials for everything.
Okay.
It's kind of like a, I call Stardew Valley like a checklist game. Where you gotta, you gotta just go through and get stuff to do other things. But I've put a lot of time in it, and I'm not sure I love it. So I think that says something about its staying power.
Okay.
But it's on Game Pass. And I do recommend at least checking it out. The art style is beautiful.
Yeah, yes. I noticed that in the art style.
It very much is. Also, there's the hug button, which the hug is just button so, is so cute.
It always makes me sad when they're like, I don't want to be hugged right now. It's like, fuck you, give me a hug.
Is there going to be like a COVID version of this? Everyone's going to wear a mask and no hugs and don't touch. And
Listen, man, we already don't hug enough in this society as it is.
I know, right? Now we can't hug at all because you can die.
Yeah. New Mutants made a whopping $7 million at the box office.
That's, is that good news?
I don't know. It's hard to gauge.
Well, so it's good in that it was, and that they could say it's the number one movie in America, because it is.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But also, $7 million. I don't know. I have heard the gamut from god-awful to shockingly good.
I don't think shockingly good is...
I don't think so. I'm leaning more to god-awful, frankly.
Leaning heavy into that, huh?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, the X-Men, the Fox X-Men are always going to let us down. Time and time
again.
Except for the first half of X2, which is perfect. Do you have anything else you want to add to the party?
I do not.
Josh?
No, I think that's that covers all of our bases.
All right. Well,
in the best way possible. Shout out to one of our fans listening to.
Yes.
And having a suggest, please.
I have gotten so many texts, like, please don't forget to shout out. So
and
I wish I were that excited about things again.
I know. To be young and not cynical.
Yeah. C'est la vie. All right. Ideally, we'll be back next week if something happens. If nothing happens, look for our return in 2 weeks, a fortnight from now.
Ooh.
Hey, Matt, Fortnite is now canon in the Marvel Universe. How do you feel about that?
I know it is. It's hilarious.
It is pretty funny.
I couldn't possibly care. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Good night, everyone. See you next week or 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.